What's up, guys, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. As you can see, I'm in my home right now, trying to edit some videos, but in the meantime, I need to do an intro real quick for our latest episode, which is the interview with Empowering Business of DFW Podcast. The guy's name is Stephen Austin. Really cool dude. Loved doing the interview. Basically, we just get a good rundown of what he does and why he has a podcast in DFW, and I just wanted to spread the word, basically. I love having guests on because it's always whenever I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about, and it does not have to do with politics. But anyway, enjoy the show, guys, and we'll be back next week with another good controversial topic. Most likely, we're going to cover Social Security and why it shouldn't exist. But right now, let's get into a little bit of business, a little bit of COVID, and let's get toasty. Man, well, while we wait on our boy Matt, I can cover some of the basics. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like how you got started and stuff like that. You know,
that's cool. Yeah. So, to start this whole podcast journey, my background is in electrical distribution. I was basically a lighting control specialist within electrical distribution, and COVID hit and everybody's like, well, you know, we like you having you around as a specialist, but you're the first to go. So they cut me and they're pretty much my entire team, and sitting around thinking like, how can I still stay involved in the community without actually being able to sell to somebody and support somebody? So I started a Facebook group called Empowering Business DFW. And that kind of just transferred into to so many different relationship growths and things like that. And then I was like, I've always wanted to start a podcast. So what can I do out of this group to start a podcast? And I was thinking about my personal experience with COVID and how it's affected me. And I was like, well, I know business owners out there struggling. They've got employees to think about. So what better way to kind of give back to the community than to give a platform where they could tell their story and kind of promote their brand with everything else going on. So that's kind of the origin story of the podcast. It's been a fun journey. Just recorded 22 episodes. So we're well on our way to 100.
That's tight, dude. I like that a lot. You know, one of the main things I've learned about podcasts is that it's just doing it, you know, it's just doing it. Like, you got to keep doing it. What is it like? Some crazy percentage that end up falling off after like 10 episodes. They just don't do it anymore.
Yeah. I think, you know, they have a whole honeymoon phase, right? So I think it's gone up a little bit with everybody doing so many podcasts, but I think it's like 16 now.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's coming down to actually taking that step and actually doing it. And that's the hardest part about anything, is actually taking action. You know, and just being part of something that everybody else is trying to do. But eventually, as you see those fade, it's kind of like the New Year's resolution. Everybody goes to the gym on the first day. And eventually that fades out, right? So it's the ones that stay consistent, see the results. And that's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Really, I do. Well, I'm going to go ahead and kick this thing off real quick before Matt gets here anyway. Do the little intro I wanted to do, and then we can do it, man.
Cool.
Oh. What's up, guys? It's the Toasty Podcast. My name's Sky. We're waiting on Maddie B. Sorry about that. Today we're hanging with Stephen Austin. He is a host of his own podcast, Empowering Business of DFW, and it's a podcast about, well, business. I think we're going to find out. So let's get toasty. My first question really was like, yeah, how you got started and stuff like that, but also, why did you choose business? Like, why was that the thing?
Well, you know, I've been in business pretty much my adult life. You know, started in what I would call the sales industry early on in the restaurant business, because I think, you know, being a salesman in the restaurant business is still considered sales, right? You're learning the techniques and the proper way for customer service and treating people and understanding that, you're going to have the fun to deal with customers, but you're also going to have the hard to work with customers. You just kind of learn that balance. And I think just as my career evolved into more of just a sales role, I've always been in it ever since then. And even to today, I'm working at a company that, you know, my job is to grow sales. So I think that's why I enjoy it. I enjoy
being
in front
of. So you got another job though. That's good.
Yeah, for sure.
That's good. Heck yeah. I was afraid it was going to be one of the stories. Like I've heard of some people that just don't even have a job like all the way through the year. I'm kind of surprised, honestly.
Yeah. I don't remember where I saw it, but somebody was like, I've applied for like 700 jobs and been out of work for so long. I'm like, there's gotta be something. I think maybe you're being too picky.
And I agree, dude. Like we're in Texas, man. And Texas, dude, one of the best economies in the country. Like I'm moving from a job that I had the whole time and getting another job. If I'm doing that and I'm going to some small business, like what are we doing here, man? I don't know. It's just weird.
Freezing up just a little bit.
It is? Okay.
It's a little spotty.
Okay. All right. I figure. I mean, dude, it's like I said, it's just I'm using a freaking hotspot out here and I'm in a warehouse. If it gets really bad, let me know. We'll try to fix something.
Sounds good.
Here's Matt. He's getting ready. What's up, Matt? This is Steven.
What's up, Steven?
Hey, man.
Good to put a face with the voice. I was literally just listening to your podcast on the way here.
So. Well, hopefully you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was the latest one you did on drifting.
Dude, that was sick. That was sick. I was surprised. I honestly did not expect that. I've listened to a few of your podcasts before that. And, you know, a lot of them are, you know, I'm not a huge, like, I'm not into business that much, right? So it doesn't really interest me. But then you hit some of these people that I'm like, man, this hits. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of like ours, I'm sure, you know?
Well, I think if that one hit, you might be excited for some other guests that I've coming up this year because we're kind of branching out from just business to some fun things that I think everybody's going to be excited about.
Heck yeah, man. That's sweet, man. I like having people on that talk about whatever they want to talk about. And that always makes it interesting to me. So, but that drifting one, that was cool. I know a guy actually that does DFW Inc. and pretty cool dude. And he does the same thing, screen printing or whatever, right? I've tried to get him to come on a couple times. It's kind of an interesting thing, the way they do it and how into it all of them are.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to hear the stories. I mean, I've had two basically screen printing owners, operators on the show. And you know, Mark Gonzalez was with Legacy Workwear, and he does a bunch of just pretty much anything, right? And then with Nate Hamilton, the drifter, he is more kind of in the t-shirt embroidery business. He kind of lived out his whole career starting printing t-shirts and then drifting on the weekends, and he just kind of meshed that all together and built a business and a name for himself. So I'm super excited to see their progression going forward as well.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen any differences for this year as far as businesses go? Because you've been interviewing people all through COVID, you know what I mean? What's the big, my internet connection is unstable apparently.
Yeah.
What's the biggest thing you might have seen?
You know, I think it really depends on industry specific, right? I mean, you think of I'll take my industry, for example, you know, there hasn't been a decline in, I say, business industry now in electrical distribution, there hasn't been a decline. And so if anything else, they're getting busier because projects are still bidding, material still needs to get out the door. Now, when you look at industries like restaurants, travel, event business, yeah, those are taking a huge hit. And how do you really come out of that when you're still dealing with all of this COVID stuff?
Yeah, I
mean, the answer is most restaurants aren't.
Yeah,
I've heard of something like 100,000 businesses have completely gone under and are not going to come back because of COVID.
Yeah, and that's one of the things too, like support local, because you know, even with this podcast, because I wanted to make sure that these owners of businesses that are struggling had a platform to at least tell their story, right? Sometimes a story will attract people to go and be like, I didn't really know that about somebody. I'm really going to just put effort and actually make sure I go buy whatever it is that they're selling or whatever, just to support them knowing their story from the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, putting a face to the name and then also realizing that they're normal human beings that have stories to tell.
Yeah.
Changes your whole mindset about it, you know?
For sure.
That's kind of exactly the same why I think like even celebrities, right? You'll read some news article, you'll be like, oh my gosh, Kim Kardashian that, whatever, Kanye that. But if you ever listen to like an actual genuine interview, you know they're being, you can tell they're being genuine, and then you find out more about that person, changes your whole respect for that person. You don't just think of, oh, it's a celebrity, I don't like celebrities, you know?
Well, here's a perfect example of that. My wife and I one night watched that, was it Rocket Man, the Elton John movie?
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of Elton John, but at the same time, like his life and everything that he went through is just crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't think about that.
You don't, man. It's the whole judging a book by its cover thing.
My granddad was like, speaking of Elton John, he was like, man, I never really listened to Elton John, never really got into him or anything. But I went and saw him live, and he played for 3 hours straight without taking a single break. He took like a drink of water, and that was it. Played for 3 hours. This is like probably 10, 12 years ago. And he's like, man, I just have found a whole new respect for him. Like,
how old was he then, dude?
Who?
How old was Elton John then?
Oh, let's see. He's probably 70 now. So he's probably
in his 60s, late 50s. That's crazy, man. That's a lot of freaking stamina.
I went and saw him live as well, like a few years after that, probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
3 hours straight. His band went and took a break for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And he stayed on stage and played solo for those 15 minutes.
Dang, dude. Hmm.
Like, he's an amazing human being.
Well, what are you seeing this this turn into? You know, like the whole COVID thing, right? You know, a lot of our podcasts do kind of go political. We don't have to go that way. I don't really care. But basically, what I want to know is, like, do you see business, you know, changing for good, or is it just most of the businesses that mattered got through it? Like, I mean,
well, I think if you look at business in general, right, you think of the entrepreneur behind it. Typically, an entrepreneur will know how to shift whatever gets thrown at them. And that's one thing I see a lot of my guests seeing is like, yeah, we are going through this, but if I shift to this and do this instead or offer this instead, I'm kind of losing on what I've kind of built this business on, but I'm also forming something that I didn't really realize was there until all this happened, right? And I think when it comes to just business in general, thinking about politics and elections, and does that really affect a business owner? I say maybe yes, maybe tax purposes and general things like that. But for the most part, an entrepreneur is going to be able to shift and adjust to whatever situation they run into.
They will always know how to get around it. You know what I mean? And you might say, oh, well, they're getting through loopholes or whatever. Maybe they are. That's fine. But it's necessary. And at least they don't play like a victim mentality. They don't play any of that. They just keep going. They just keep trucking.
They're good entrepreneur, definitely.
That's how it works, man.
And it's really like two types of entrepreneurs, in my opinion. You have the bootstrap type, right? The one that do it from ground up, struggle four jobs just to try to get something up and running. And then you have the other ones that maybe kind of have a little bit more money to start with and play with. And you kind of start to see that difference in mindset. Like the bootstrap type entrepreneur is going to do it no matter what. Nobody's going to stop them.
Heck yeah.
And those are the ones that I really admire.
That's my type right there, man. You know, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome. So I guess that's what you found though, doing all your interviews. You've done 22 episodes so far.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people, man. Or have they all been guests?
Yeah. The very first one, I think I did an introduction. I think it was like a minute long. And then, episode 21 was my final of 2020. I just did a recap, but yeah, start to finish, they've all been guests. And it's interesting. I've got a variety of guests too. You know, I've had some finance on there. I've had, you know, some, you see the drifter, right? I've had authors, I've had coaches. I mean, there's just a whole wide range of different entrepreneurs out there. And it's just amazing to hear everybody's story.
Yeah. There's a huge wide world of businesses to have, you know what I mean? There's never, it's like market share of actual business is never taken up. You want to start something, you got to go do it, you know?
And that's the thing is you can start a business with really anything.
Yeah.
If I want to take this pen and start selling pens with custom grips and whatever, people will buy it, right?
Yeah.
Especially in the sales business industry where
you're
everybody
has a pen.
You just got
to be a good salesman, I guess, right?
That's right.
That's what you, is that what you do now? You're a salesman, or is it just something kind of similar to a salesman?
So right now, technically I'm called an energy specialist, but I run the sales and the everything, for a new manufacturer that we brought on. So I work for a company called Energy Control Systems, where we have power quality equipment that we've really been focused on for the last 30 plus years. We have distributors in over 40 countries. And then because of our awards that we're getting through our international export, we were basically brought on two new manufacturers that I kind of help, I would say, run sales throughout the domestic territories.
Nice, dude. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah, sounds cool. You've been doing it for a while, so I guess you're like, you know it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just adjusting, you know, just like what we said about entrepreneurs. Something gets thrown at you, you just figure it out and adjust from there.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're in the dealership game up until recent, like my last day at the dealership is Saturday, but today is, for all the listeners out there, today is Thursday. But I just think that dealerships, the way they do things is not really ever, it doesn't seem like an adaptation. It always seems like a, let's just cut as many people as we need to cut to freaking keep our money.
It's like a lot of old school mentality. It just kind of permeates, and it's, they're very stubborn when it comes to change. Most dealerships are.
Yeah, it seemed like a, I guess I was told it's a good old boy industry. I've never, I had never heard that term, but then I understood because he was like, it's like finance. And I was like, yes, I do see that now.
I think every industry in some form or fashion has the good old boy syndrome, because, you know, even in electrical distribution, you still have the old school guys that have one way of doing things, and they're not going to change. And it's the younger generation coming through, and now ownership's like, okay, we can make those changes now because we're at that point where we have to.
Yeah. Yeah. So. It's weird how that works. Like, younger generations are more willing to change. I don't know why. I wonder why that is.
They're just easier. Younger people can adapt easier because they're younger.
Old people
are set in their ways. They've done the same thing over and over and over. They can't change, you know, harder for them to change.
I get that point, but I guess I also meant, like, I see some older people now that are still in the same way. You know what I mean?
And they're still a lot of that.
I wonder if that'll keep going. It's all like,
It could be due to technology too.
Ah,
I mean, technology is a huge part of any business growth, right? And then you have the older generation. They're like, I'm not learning that new system. I'm not doing this, which is fine. I mean, they're on the edge of retirement, and they fought hard through a good career, and they've done well for themselves. But, you know, as younger generation, typically we know technology just a little bit better. And I think that's why it's sometimes easier to adapt.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, okay. So speaking of technology though, where do you see podcasting going? If anywhere, is it just going to be like YouTube and get super saturated, or what do you think?
You know, it's interesting because I read a stat, and I don't remember the numbers, but the percentage of podcasts that are out there as opposed to what it is YouTube is very minimal, right? I think it's like, gosh, I can't even, I'd be lying if I told you what those numbers were. But I think podcasts are going to be around for a long time, because if you think of the ones that are listening, everybody started to adapt to this whole audio world, no matter what it is. And I think they're going to be around for a long time. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to start it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'll be around for a while. I'm just hoping that it doesn't turn into, actually, you know what? I would hope that it does turn into a market where the bigger podcasts are just saturated with ads, you know, and stuff like that. Similar to the way YouTube goes, you know,
or like cable TV
I mean, that's exactly what it'll happen.
That's how other smaller media began kind of bubbling up,
channels and stuff like that. That's true. That's a good point.
And you look at, when you talk about advertising, you know, I was in a conversation with the potential sponsor for this year, and you know, hey, podcast is becoming the number one way to advertise, because if you're not watching TV, and if you are watching TV, you're not watching the commercials. Mm-hmm. If you look at billboards, nobody's looking at billboards. They're more likely looking at their phone when they're driving, wrong, right, indifferent, whatever. But everybody's going to be listening to something, right? And so if you create a content that is worth listening to, then I think you're building a growth for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, my main goal this year, not this year, actually, halfway through the year or so, I had this little plan in the back of my head, and I'm obviously building a studio, and it's taking forever because, you know, money. But besides that, I had this plan to have the studio built out and everything in the warehouse, and I would like to, it'd be cool to, like, do a, like, a podcast house, you know, it'd be like, hey, you know, you need a place to stream, or you need a place to do a podcast, or whatever, this is going to be it.
Yeah.
That's kind of my idea. I'm hoping that I can make that pan out because, like you said, yeah, podcasts are here to stay. I still haven't figured out the best way to, like, market, because the audience that I normally would market to, you know, my age group, the way I am, aren't super into podcasts. Like, yeah. they don't listen to them that much. You know, of course, the people that are looking for facts and information are the people listening to podcasts, in my experience so far. These podcasts that we do aren't always full of facts and information. Sometimes they're just entertainment. Sometimes it's just me and Matt talking and having a good time, you know. Aside from Joe Rogan, you know, I can't think of a lot of them that – and Joe Rogan had it because he had fame before that, of course. Yeah. Aside from Joe Rogan, I can't really think of one that's like – stands out, you know, that's like that. But then again, like I said, it makes it troublesome to market.
Well, I think there are really two different types of podcasts, like you said, to your point. It's like educational or fun.
Right.
A lot of times people will only have, let's call it, out of 12 podcasts, 11 of those are the educational podcasts that you're looking for. But occasionally you do have that one podcast that you just go to unwind, relax, just kind of on the way to work so you can get the ball rolling for the week, you know?
Right. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. For sure.
Exactly.
So how long are your podcasts normally? I mean, I saw some of them, they were like 30 and 40 minutes plus, but is that like your goal, like an hour or so?
Yeah, it's funny. When I started the podcast, I'm like, how am I going to fill up 30 minutes of time? Because that was my goal, just 30 minutes. If I could get somebody to talk to me for 30 minutes straight, I felt like I did something productive, right? Mm-hmm. And then you guys know this by hosting a podcast, the ball gets rolling, you start chatting, and next thing you know, it's an hour later and you're like, whoa, where'd the time go? So
right.
Typically when I talk to somebody, it's like, we're going to talk between 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, that's a good point. I have kind of stopped even giving guests a time frame because my thing is like, here's the thing. I have numerous platforms to put this on, and I can tell you too right now, you know, I might put some of the beginning of it to patrons only. I might put half of it to YouTube only, and the other, all of it will go to some other form, right? Because, of course, I want to, like, reward people that are donating. Like, that's the whole point. But when you have so much content, it is hard. Yeah, you can't put it all up all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I've tried to do, like, clips and stuff. I don't know. Do you do video as well?
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. If you liked Nate, like listening to Nate's interview, watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I do remember you saying at the beginning, you can see this. Yeah. You can see this on YouTube. I didn't know if you did it for all of them or just that one, but that's sweet, man. And it's also another thing that adds freaking time.
I
want
to see his shop because it's got, like, you said he's got like all his drifting cars over here, or I guess his one, was it 240Z on one side of the shop, and then the printing machine on the other side. I'm like, okay, so he's got it all in one place. That must, like he said, it's a, what did he say, is a
collage, what, or what did he say,
collage of,
you know what I mean, collage of much,
yeah
collage of much, that's what it was. Okay,
yeah,
like, I mean, that's a brilliant phrase, that's really cool.
Yeah, and obviously, like I said, we're super into cars, right? We're at a dealership, so that was pretty good.
We're car folk.
Well, I think that's one, you know, one reason I connected, because him and I, you know, connected really quick on cars, because if you listen to the episode, you know, I've got a background with cars and stuff too. And it was just kind of fun to kind of go back and think about the times when, you know, I had my car and just be young and careless, didn't really have anything else going on, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And I've tried my hardest, like into my 20s, like not to lose that. And it is hard, obviously, but I still have a project car. I still try to, you know, work on it every once in a while, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's too late for me. I've got a mom wagon, so.
But you can still freaking put a turbo on that, dude.
I've got a turbo, okay? Relax.
All right.
I've got two project cars and a motorcycle, so I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm staying in touch with my youth here.
Yeah. Nice, dude. Nice.
It's always nice to have some type of project or something fun to drive around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. So your plan now, I guess, with this podcast then is to do a variety and not necessarily business, or is it always going to tie around to business?
It's going to have some type of foundational piece to business, only because I want to make sure that I'm giving a value to the entrepreneurs and the, especially the direction that we're going with potential sponsors coming up, the way that that foundation's been laid out during our presentations and conversations, to make sure that we are taking care of that promise to them. So sure. it's going to be fun. I think the guest that we have on this year is going to be really good.
Heck yeah, man. That's legit, dude. I'm excited for it, man. I really am.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as you grow a podcast, you start to get more exposure, and then next thing you know, got all these listeners, and you reach out and you're kind of just building a name for yourself.
Yeah. That's all it is, man. And it all stems, honestly, it seems like it all stems from the guests. Like,
for sure.
You have so many people, you network, that's a business in the first place. Right.
Yep.
And, that's maybe why I've had so much trouble, like, thinking, how am I going to market this? You know, cause maybe I don't need to, maybe I just need to freaking just keep talking to people, keep doing it. And then boom, you know, next thing you know, here we are. So
yeah. A lot of times if you look at a guest, like you want to look at their following to see what kind of following they have.
Right.
I wouldn't necessarily say to mooch off of that audience, but you know that if they have a good audience, they've got a good platform that they, you know, they're typically a good at whatever they do. So that just means that it's just a double benefit, in my opinion.
Right. Well, let's get to the freaking toast, man. So do you watch the news?
A little bit when I'm not doing stuff.
You know what I'm about to throw out, man. So what do you think about freaking the Capitol thing? You know, people just storming the Capitol and all. Right? What a mess, right?
Okay. Yeah, what a mess.
Pretty much everyone's, it just put a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Yeah, I think
it's like,
so.
No one's like, yeah, siege on the Capitol. That's awesome. Like, no, come on. Like,
no one wants that, man. And the problem is that I think all the people that like were logical about it knew nothing was going to change as far as the election goes. Like, that just never happens, really. So here we are in the same place we should have been in anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself really political, right? You have one that you vote for, you have one that you don't vote for. In my opinion, it's like each candidate had pluses and minuses, right? Mm-hmm. So how do you put in a ticket for one when you know that the other one has positive things too, right? And vice versa, like this one has negative, but this one has negative. So I've never really considered myself really political.
But this year, dude, this year had to freaking change that, man. Like, I don't know. I felt like there was a lot of fire going on. You know what I mean? Like, everyone was just crazy.
I feel like a lot of people were motivated one way or the other to either, you know, vote this way or that way. But again, if you just look at voter turnout, it's the highest voter turnout by far. Most people voted in this election.
And like I said, I was doing investing in whatever finance, and then, like, you know, Matt, political science major guy, and I was like, let's just do a podcast together. It's hard for me, speaking of, it's like we've already talked about, it's hard for me to talk alone. I can talk for hours about whatever, but alone it's just weird. And so when I have another person, it gives me like energy, I guess. And so I was like, dude, I need a co-host. And I was like, well, I'm not about to have a co-host for finance. That's not going to work because he doesn't know that. And I don't really. So that's whenever I was like, okay, I guess I got to get a little bit political. Well, needless to say, you know, a little bit it's a lot political.
Yeah, say then 2020 happened. So.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, you guys could have a political podcast and be busy all year long.
That's a good point. I am political now, but I hate the idea of being political, if that makes sense.
It's kind of like mud, you know, like it's dirty, it's messy, but if you're a pig, you love it. So I just consider myself a pig. So.
There you go, man. Holy crap.
It's perfect.
That's a good analogy there.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Do you have any questions for us? Anything you want to touch on?
Yeah, let's hear what does your podcast look like for 2021?
Dude, I've got a few guests lined up. There's a few topics I want to hit. I want to get back to kind of how we started the podcast and go into like some of these unpopular things no one really wants to talk about. Back to our roots and hit those. My main goal was to have more small episodes. And less big episodes, if that makes sense.
A little bit more narrowly focused.
Yeah. So that way I can start kind of getting a little bit more podcasts out there than once a week, because that'll help. And the other thing
is, are you guys doing all your editing and everything there yourself? I think I saw a podcast. You're like, I don't get the editing process.
Yeah. I don't like it. That's what you should say. I don't like it, but I do it. I'm the only one. So I'm editing. I'm putting it out there. I'm doing that thing. I think my problem comes from doing the video and the audio and then doing all the separate pieces that I want to do to get it to everybody that I want to get it to. It takes some time. That's all.
Yeah, they say if you do a podcast, you'd be just fine. But when you incorporate video, you're pretty much tripling your workload. My idea on that was like, okay, I'm doing majority of my interviews through Zoom because of COVID. So it's not going to hurt me anymore to just throw it in YouTube and see what happens. Obviously, I spend more time on editing and you know, adjusting EQs and things like that in the audio. But you know, I've started to get, and you'll see on Nate's episode, the intro that I did for him, just incorporating the drifting and the screen printing. And I'm just trying to get a little bit more creative. Obviously, there are people out there that are way more creative than me. So if there is anyone listening who wants to, you know, stay busy doing something, give me a call.
Yeah, no, for sure. I agree. And that's why I started the podcast in the first place, is because I like to be creative. What I found out is I can be creative all week, but I still won't have a podcast at the end of it. Yeah. And so I had to stop. I had to rein it all in and take away everything. And right now I'm doing exactly the basic, you know, here's a podcast, listen to it, and that's it, with the video on top.
Yeah.
I think, this year, another thing this year I'd like to do is obviously incorporate something where I can have smaller clips, you know, and do something very creative, you know, little intros like you did, you know, that kind of thing. That might help, you know. The other thing I want to do is just be local. I think I've focused too much on like nationwide and world, whatever. I can be local, you know, go to local businesses, see what they want, that kind of thing. Throw them my card, you know, that kind of thing. Getting a sponsor, that kind of thing is important, right?
Yeah. I think if you narrow your niche a little bit, DFW is obviously not small, right? We have so many different things we can do in this Metroplex. And that was the reason why I wanted to stay narrow, because I could have opened it up, and I do have some plans of some working on. I don't know if I'm going to get it done this year or not, but that's going to be something that's opened up to anybody anywhere in the world that's interested in it. But for this podcast specifically, I'm making sure it's very narrow, bringing back to our community.
There you go, man. It's a good point. It's a good point. A lot of people have told me that, so I guess I need to listen.
Yeah, I think you'd be surprised. I mean, there's so many people out there to talk to.
Yeah.
And if there's any of my guests that you want to interview on your podcast, let me know, because I'll do an introduction for you.
Sweet, man. That'd be awesome. Yeah, I might hit you up. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Right now I'm making some time every week for at least one guest, and then trying to get in between that, me and Matt, to do an episode and stuff like that. So once you get that nailed down, I think it'd be easy.
Yeah. Where are you guys located?
Right now we're north of Fort Worth. Well, actually pretty north of Fort Worth. I'd say around Texas Motor Speedway.
Okay.
It's technically called Newark, Texas, but it's like 10 minutes away from Texas Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
Pretty far north, honestly.
Yeah. Well, I think the Metroplex is so crazy, because even though you're up there, it could take you 2 hours to get to Fort Worth.
Yeah, right. No matter what, you're right, man. I think I'm going to keep the studio here too. I mean, I might do some podcasts elsewhere, you know, when I get mobile, but besides that, this is how it is, man.
Yeah. Well, I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe it was Instagram. There was a mobile podcast studio. It was like a trailer. I was like, man, that would be awesome to have a trailer. You just pull around anywhere you want to go. Be like, hey, let's step in the trailer and do an interview real quick.
Right. Yeah. Super dope. Super dope. My whole thing with podcasting, like, I want to narrow down the niche, but I also just like, I did this because I love talking to people. That's just it. I love freaking talking to people. And so anytime I want to talk to somebody and like learn something about them, do I need to like, oh, I'm going to make another podcast about that or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you could split it up, right? I mean, you could still have a niche podcast of whatever it is you want to talk about, but then still have, you know, your, I guess what I call it, a subject, right? Of anything that you want to talk about, the random subjects that might throw somebody off, and you might get some crazy answers out of it because they might not be expecting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I'm here sometimes. Because I'll throw something crazy out there and people will be like, huh.
You know?
I've got some pretty different views on some stuff here and there.
You're right. He does. I like it, man. It's good.
So when you guys do interviews, are you I know that you kind of sent me some notes prior to, but are you typically giving, because like when I do a podcast, when I interview somebody, I send out like interview checklist and do you want to kind of let them decide how they want the format to go? I would say 90% of the people that come on are like, let's do freestyle. Throw anything at me. I'm comfortable with it. I've had a couple that are like, I need it structured based on company protocols and things like that to make sure that we're not asking questions and doing things that we shouldn't be doing, right? Mm-hmm. As far as saying names and titles and things. But do you guys doing any of that, or are you just
not really
free flow?
It's like it's guest by guest. So for me, yeah, if you would have said, hey man, I need a line like a freaking rough draft or whatever to follow, okay, here you go. Here's your line to follow. But usually they don't really care, like you just said. And I'm like, it's basically going to be a free-flowing podcast, because the idea for me was when I have a guest on, it might be a random person that doesn't have anything to do with politics. And that's, I don't know, I might be okay with that. You know, I just need to reinforce our actual genre whenever we do our own podcast together.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But why? So you think, do you think guests care more about having the structure? Or do you think I just need to throw that out there?
I think a guest like having the idea of kind of talking points, what you did for me. You just text me and said, hey, this is what I'm kind of thinking. And I think that really helps because for me, I was kind of going into this like, all right, I know we're going to talk about business and podcasting, but what does that look like? So I think you laid it out perfect for what I would think. I know there are some guests, again, that really are nervous about just doing podcasts or talking in general. So for them to be like, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, it kind of stresses them out a little bit more.
Especially when they don't have a podcast, like they're not already doing a podcast. I get that. You're right. Cause I have had, like I said, a couple be like, okay, so what are we talking about? And they ask like more than a few questions. And I'm like, okay, hold on a second. Let me just give you this freaking thing here that tells you exactly what we're talking about. Cause I can tell they're kind of, you know, I guess nervous about it or whatever.
We did have one guest. Well, not a guest. It was someone that I wanted to have on. This is like the beginning of COVID. This was like March. You remember? And they couldn't come on because they asked their HR person at work and they said, you can't mention your name, your position, the company, or your stance on COVID. And I was like, well, there's no point in having them on because they can't tell us anything we
want
to
know. Right. We wanted some like juicy deets.
juicy deets, but it was all anonymous. So it was like, are they, you know, how useful is the information really?
It was just someone high up in a hospital who's going to let us in on some stuff about COVID. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Do you think that's, you know, all legitimate, or is COVID just a new flu or what?
Well, COVID's almost as touchy as politics, right?
Yeah, let's go, dude. This is the Toasty Podcast. That's why it's called that.
So my wife works in healthcare. She deals directly with COVID patients. So she sees the effects of everything that's going on. And I see the effects that it's having on her, right? Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, yes, it is a big deal. Only because I think just like anything else, right? I don't know anything about the dealership world because I'm not involved in it, right? I don't know what the processes are. I don't know what the clientele is like, right? It's kind of like that with COVID. It's like, it could be the new flu, but until you are actually involved in watching people die every single day, and then, and you see it, and this is just my personal opinion. You're starting to see the evolution of, I don't think it's a real big deal, but oh wait, I have it, or my family has it. Oh, it is a big deal now, right? And so I think it's really, it takes, unfortunately, it's going to take everyone really just going through that experience. I mean, my dad was put on a ventilator on Christmas Eve because of COVID. Dang. He had COVID and he developed double pneumonia. And so it's just one of those, unfortunately, that people don't realize the capacity of what something is until it hits them and it's already too late.
Right. Well, that is something they said too, I guess, is it that people aren't going in to get checked up fast enough, I guess, when they have it?
Well, I mean, a lot of times people will say, I was exposed yesterday, right? But I'm not showing any symptoms. But at this point, you're going to test negative. So the idea behind it is you're not going to want to go get tested until you start to show symptoms, because yes, you could be asymptomatic, but there's just a lot to it. But yeah, to say I'm going to go get tested today because I was exposed yesterday, those effects might not start to show up 14 right. days from now.
Exactly. The incubation period is a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to ask a semi-personal question. Has your wife been vaccinated?
She has.
Okay, good.
Have you been vaccinated?
Have I?
Yeah, it's not public like that yet, or is it?
I think there's some public vaccinations, but I haven't yet.
It's still prioritized. My mom, my stepdad, and my brother have all been vaccinated.
Yeah.
So
by like choice or?
Mm-hmm. Well, they work at hospitals.
The only point I'm making is I hope it's by choice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, it's like almost like a work requirement. If you don't want to do it,
okay, that's what I meant.
I'm sure there's ways around, but I mean, it's a vaccine. Why would you not do it? Really?
Well, they give you the option, right? Mm-hmm. Do you want it? Do you not want it?
That's what I'm getting at. If the option's there, dude, I'm cool. Let's go. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's like the military. You line up and just prick.
Right.
Prick. I don't think right. it's like that.
I think everyone thinks this revolution is coming and they're like, they're going to force us to do all this
microchips
stuff
in the vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a vaccine and a chip all in one shot now.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, to answer your question, I do think it's a big deal. I do think that there are people out there that took it a little bit more serious, but again, they may not be experiencing the same thing that we are. And again, I don't know if I would have the same mindset if my wife didn't work at the hospital.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, your dad had it and that changes things, I think.
Yeah. My mom had it. My grandma had it. My dad still in the hospital.
He is.
Oh man. He is.
Yeah. Hope he gets better.
He went on a ventilator Christmas Eve and actually just came off 2 days ago.
Oh,
so super, super pumped about that.
Yeah,
I was up really walking today.
Heck yeah, dude.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah, I think that would definitely change your perspective on that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. The thing I will say is, like, I guess I never really thought that it was, like, not a thing. I just maybe thought that it was, like, handled interestingly. Like,
yeah.
The people that don't really care about it or don't really expect it or aren't worried about it that much ended up having probably the worst time with it. I don't know for a fact, but it seems like. And then the people that never even touched it were the insane people that you saw on YouTube about it. You know what I mean?
I almost think that it's a little bit
or
different
flipped.
Because it's like, I don't think it's a big deal, right? Let's just say I thought that.
Yeah.
And I get COVID and my symptoms are so minor that yes, I maybe lose my taste, but aside from that, that's all I get. Right. And then it's the people that are really worried about it get it the worst. And so even though it's the people that say it's not a big deal, I just had a sneeze or a sinus infection or whatever.
Yeah.
They'll still continue to think that way because they didn't really get the full effect of COVID.
So, yes.
I've almost had that mentality myself because I had COVID and I got over it in about 36 hours to 2 days. You know, it was that fast and I had a mild fever. I had shingles as well a few months back and I just took my second shingles vaccine so I don't get it again. And I would say the second shingles vaccine was probably 10 times worse than having COVID for me personally, just because of how it affects your body.
So I guess, vaccines for you or like shots for you cause you to have like a feverish symptom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I had 102 degrees.
It doesn't cause me to do that. I guess it's different for everybody.
Vaccine. So it was brutal, but, yeah. And then, my stepdad works at a hospital and he deals with COVID patients and he is very much probably more like your wife, like very cautious. Like he sanitized his mail, was just extremely cautious, wouldn't let people in his house. You know, my mom was home for months, working from home. So they were taking it very seriously being in the healthcare industry. And I was, you know, cautious. I wore a mask before I had it, because I didn't know if I was asymptomatic or whatever, just trying to be responsible. But I had that mentality of like, people are making more of a big deal than it is because I wasn't facing it every day. Facing the consequences of it every day, seeing people die every day, like that could obviously have a very profound impact on whatever you're dealing with.
It could. I also think, of course, the people that were worried about it weren't going out necessarily, and their immune systems were lacking.
That's true,
and
too.
And we're in the dealership. We are exposed to people, 80 people a day at least, and I think that that might actually help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think being in the sales industry, too, just in general,
right,
you're going to be around people. It's just how you approach that.
That's how it is, man. That's how it is, man. And, yeah, I get that. Well, hot dog, man. It's been nice having you on. I've enjoyed it. It was a good conversation. That's kind of my thing, man. I just like to just talk. I don't really like to call it an interview, even though I ask questions a lot.
It's a very inquisitive conversation.
Yeah, there you go. I don't want whatever. Anyway.
No, it was fun. And I was driving here. I actually came up to my office to do the interview. I was like, there's no way I could do it at home. I've got two little kiddos and, you know, getting ready for bed and all that stuff. But I was driving here and I'm like, it's so kind of different not being the one asking the questions.
Yes, dude. You don't have to worry about anything. You just show up, just hang out.
And I was like, all right, so where are my notes? I got to do this. And I didn't even do research. And then I was like, wait a minute. I just got to set up my lights and my camera and make sure my mic works. That's it.
Heck yeah, man. So you recorded this right on Zoom?
I didn't record it.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Well, if you want to, I can send it to you. I don't know if you want to do like a special for your fans, not necessarily on your podcast, but I'll just give it to you just cause, you know, so you can have the content for later if you want it.
Yeah. I'll share it with mine. I actually did a time-lapse video that I'll use on Instagram and tag you guys on.
Yeah. Really sweet, man.
Once I know that it's live, I'll make sure I send my audience your direction and you send yours to mine.
You got it, man. That is steak sauce. And like we always say, stay toasty.
Stay toasty, everybody. Yeah, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Peace. Toasty.